Thursdays can be the worst. Here's a show that's unrehearsed. We had a little bit much to drink, started talking and didn't think. It's the Thursday throw up.
All right, let's talk about chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, I was curious because we took a little break here, Colin, and you were very adamant about your chicken sandwich experience.
My distaste for chicken sandwiches.
Altogether. No matter what chicken sandwich it is, you're like, hell no, right?
Also fish sandwiches.
Are we putting tacos in the same category?
No.
Okay. I'm just curious because I agree with you on the fish sandwich. If it was a taco, like I like fish taco.
I don't like fish tacos. If the fish is breaded.
But for me, as far as a chicken sandwich goes, okay, I can tolerate a chicken sandwich up until one point, Cole. Mm-hmm. And that is the chicken parmesan. I detest that sandwich.
Wait, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
When you're talking about a chicken parmesan, that's like a breaded piece of chicken
yep.
with like mozzarella and
marinara.
Marinara.
Yep. I have never come across a chicken parmesan that I think is like, okay, I like this. I've never had a chicken parmesan sandwich that I've liked. It's always been like at least okay. You know what I'm saying?
I've had one from a restaurant that I can't remember that was halfway decent, but I got it to go.
Okay.
And so it was halfway decent, and by the time I got it home, the shit was soggy, mostly because I feel like they made the sandwich and they threw it into the box really quickly.
So if you would have had this fresh, you would have thought it was an A+.
Either it was fresh and would have been great, or they had made it and then they had waited about 2 minutes and then thrown it into the box. And then so that the heat from the sandwich didn't
sogified it or...
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my whole thing is I don't think I've ever come across a chicken parm that I thought wasn't,
but there's
the
all
best
kinds,
has been okay.
There's all kinds of chicken sandwiches.
Of course, and that's what I say. So, you want to talk to me about an ideal chicken sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
For me, it would be as basic as possible. So, like when the trend right now is like this Popeyes or this Chick-fil-A sandwich, where it's chicken or a fried chicken or in a bun or a breaded chicken bun. Pickle, a little bit of sauce. Like to me, mm-hmm. that is the ideal chicken sandwich.
All right. Does not sound ideal. I haven't had one.
Right. If I were to have one. But like
it doesn't sound ideal to me, but
right.
I haven't had one, so I can't really tell you that it's shit.
And it wouldn't be it certainly would not be my first choice.
It sounds like shit, but like I haven't actually had one to tell you that it is shit. But it sounds like shit to me.
Yeah, and that makes sense. Like I can understand that. As somebody that doesn't like chicken sandwich. But honestly, like you said though, like after you had mentioned that, I thought about it. I don't know if I would ever go for first choice. Okay, you have a burger a cheeseburger,
mm-hmm.
you have a chicken sandwich, you have whatever else on the menu. I would take the cheeseburger over the chicken sandwich
exactly.
every time.
It's never the first choice. It's never the first option.
Right, right.
For me, like,
if it was like a chicken place, like KFC or what's that other one, Popeyes, or if it was an establishment that prided themselves on their chicken sandwich, then yeah, I would definitely give that a try.
But when has KFC actually? Being a chicken place actually prided themselves on a chicken sandwich. And it's only been a recent thing. They've been a chicken place for years, and they've never prided themselves on a chicken sandwich.
Well, Now,
we do not live in a state with a Popeyes.
Right.
Well, what's the other Chick-fil-A?
There's one. There's a Popeyes in Fargo, and there's a Chick-fil-A's in Fargo.
Yes, but we don't live there, and those weren't there yeah. when we were growing up.
Yeah.
So it's not something that no. we're actually used to.
No.
Now,
no.
something that we are somewhat used to is places with fish sandwiches, and they've always been shit.
I would have to agree. I don't think I've ever come across a fish. Now, we did make this distinction, a fish taco versus fish sandwich.
And I'm not really a huge fan of fish tacos unless the fish is kind of a fresh – like if it's a fried fish taco, it's always like a fucking fried walleye. It's
yeah. Like, why would you fry that? I don't know.
Why would you – what – like tacos are not from the middle of America.
But they're, also
and, yeah. and walleye is from – the middle states of America,
but
the Midwest.
The thing that pisses me off about that is
like give walleye. Me a fucking catfish, give me a shrimp, give me something, but don't give me a fucking walleye.
But walleye,
fry it up and tell me yeah. that it's Mexican food. It's but bullshit.
But I agree. But like walleye on its own,
like, it's fine.
It's
but
great.
It's,
I think walleye if you were to fry it, if you were to bread it and bake it.
It's
walleye
too,
on itself.
Walleye is too clean. Walleye is.
It doesn't eat all that.
You know how they say tuna is the chicken of the sea?
Is walleye the chicken of the Midwest?
Tuna is not the chicken of the sea.
No, no.
Tuna is good. Well, actually, it is.
okay.
You can't. Tuna doesn't taste like anything.
Sure.
Chicken doesn't taste like anything.
Yeah, it's kind of what you do to it.
Walleye doesn't taste like anything.
It's a you firm white meat, yes.
You can make it taste like whatever you want. What? And like walleye, okay. chicken, and tuna all kind of – the texture is the thing. You know, chicken, you can cut it up and remove the bones, and then it can taste like nothing.
What's your ideal walleye? What's your ideal walleye?
Salmon.
you would take salmon over walleye?
Fuck yeah, I would rather have
what?
That greasy, oily shit
what?
And have some fucking flavor rather than this fucking dry, white-ass bullshit.
Get out of here.
Like, what are you going to do? Fucking put, like,
context
panko on it, put some breading on it. Like, okay. Walleye is bullshit.
No. Like, oh, God. I can't believe. Okay. So I.
No, I want something oily and greasy with some fucking flavor to it.
Depending on the context. Like, for me.
Walleye doesn't really taste like shit to me. You know? Like, it just doesn't
what?
Taste like anything.
That blows my mind.
And the same thing with tuna. Like.
Yeah.
Tuna has the best out of chicken, tuna, and walleye, tuna has the best texture. It's most
well, and it would kind of depend on the context. Like
most
tuna
aesthetically
for me,
pleasing, you know.
Tuna
what I mean?
For me would have to be like a sushi, like or a rare tuna steak, you know.
Yeah,
something
exactly.
like that.
That's what I'm saying.
So,
but as far as when you overcook it, at least you can fucking put a shitload of mayo in it.
Yeah,
and
well,
fucking,
yeah.
Flavor that and spice it up and put it in a sandwich. And fucking eat that shit.
I can't believe you're talking shit on walleye, Cole.
Look,
it
I'm
blows
a,
my
I,
mind.
I'm a North Dakotan, but...
Not a walleye guy.
I'm not a walleye guy. Like, it's like, I'll eat that shit, and it will fill me up, but only... Like, when people are like, oh, yeah, Chinese food, it'll only make you, like, full for an hour. It's like, walleye, you know...
Have you ever had walleye?
Walleye, you know, like... You'll be full for a minute, but like you won't be like two minutes from now.
It was so funny. One time we had gone to a walleye feast, if you will.
Oh, these fucking fish fries!
Hold on. This is actually a really funny story. It pissed me off though because there was like two or three people there that were like, I don't like fish. I don't like fish. This is gross. So they brought in their own fucking chicken or whatever. And I'm like, are you guys fucking stupid? Have you had this walleye? Like, walleye as far as...
Oh, It can taste great, especially if you fry it.
No, but I'm just saying compared to chicken. Like, I was like, what are you people talking about? It was just the idea of it being a fish at, you know, it was taken out of a body of water. That's what grossed them out. I'm like, are you guys fucking kidding me?
Chicken shit on top of one another all the time. And that's why you can't fucking eat chicken fucking medium rare.
Right, right.
They're shitting on top of one another.
No, I get that. But they were grossed out by the fact that it was a fish. And it's like, you guys are crazy, whatever. But it was so funny. So we go to this the father and the son had caught limit and they had some frozen stuff, whatever. So we had a huge fish bake. And they actually didn't fry it, they baked it. It was really, really, really good.
Nice.
But Deanne, this is so awesome. She never had walleye before.
Really?
Right. So
how old is Deanne?
I just don't think she grew up.
At this time?
Like, same age as, like, maybe, like, 32, 33. Like, she, yeah. So, but she had never really had it before, right? So, we go to this cook, and there's a bunch of these, like, tiny little nuggets all over the place. And she's just eating up all the nuggets. Because she likes the bite-sized pieces.
Yeah.
She was eating the fish cheeks. She was eating the cheeks. And somebody was like, where are all the cheeks at? And Deanne's like eating. She's like, oh. She just thought they were bites. She just thought they were bite-sized pieces of fish. And I'm like, oh, that's so funny. I'm like, well, Deanne ate them all. And they weren't pissed or anything. They're just like, what happened to all the cheeks? I wanted a couple cheeks. Well, Deanne.
No,
she ate them. But no, I understand.
I will eat walleye, and especially if it's
let's say if
it's deep fried, of course, is great.
So let's say, I get what you're saying. It is a mild,
it's a very mild flavor
meat. It's mild meat. It's a firm white fleshed meat. So if we were to go to a cookout, Cole, let's just say we go to a fish fry or whatever it is, and somebody had an option between a rotisserie chicken that they brought from a grocery store or walleye that was caught fresh out of the Missouri River, what are you going to have?
I guess I'd have the walleye.
Okay. I'm just saying. So
wait, what time of year?
Well, I don't know. Like early spring, mid spring?
Early spring, mid spring, sure. Middle of the summer, fuck you.
I don't know. I had some pretty fucking great walleye from summer. It was good.
Ooh. Midsummer, if you catch a fish in the summer in the Missouri. Yeah, if you catch
you know more about this than I do.
If you catch a fish out of the river in the middle of the summer, it's gonna taste like fucking garbage.
Maybe.
Yeah. But winter, spring, late fall, early spring.
It's kind of interesting. I watched this guy on YouTube.
But yeah, summertime walleye. Like Shay caught
walleye?
Shay caught some walleye not too long ago.
Okay.
And showed me pictures. Pretty good sized walleye.
Threw him back?
I was like, what are you doing with that? He's like, nothing. He's like, I got rid of that shit. Like,
really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna talk to Robbie.
Fucking garbage, man. Fuck that shit.
All right, I'm calling Robbie.
No, you want cold fish.
Yeah, I agree.
You want? Don't fucking be texting when you're talking to me,
no,
man.
I'm
fucked up. I don't want to fucking be watching.
Call Robert. Talk about your chicken sandwich.
No.
Calling Robert.
This is
Robbie. Oh, jeez. Oh, dude, I told you we're cutting all this part of this. Hey, fine. Give me a pen.
All right, Cole had his fix, and I found a Keystone Light.
Hey, hold on. I'm
going to drink this thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Here's my problem with chicken sandwiches, right? Like from fast food restaurants, right?
Okay.
It's a little bit of bread, a shitload of mayo.
Okay.
A fucking way too breaded fucking piece of chicken and a pickle or two. Like, what's that shit all about?
Okay, like, I as a fat bastard, Cole, and as a connoisseur of chicken, or as fast food in general, I would say, I'm an American. I would disagree, especially in this modern age of the chicken sandwich.
Tell me about the fast food chicken sandwich.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about the fast food. I've had the, quote, Burger King chicken sandwich. You know, the one that's supposed to be, compete with all the other places. I've had the McDonald's chicken sandwich that's supposed to compete with all the other places. And, of course, I've had the KFC sandwich. Now, I do want to I want to rewind a tiny bit. We were talking about KFC. I'm talking about the OG, the original Chicken Little sandwich.
I don't know.
The original. There's folks out there, I know they know. And the original Chicken Little sandwich was the fucking shit. That was awesome. It was a little bit of mayo, a little bit of chicken, and a little bit of bread. And it was the best chicken sandwich there was. But I digress. Going now on to the modern chicken sandwich.
Tell me where that shit was from.
The Chicken Little?
Yeah.
KFC.
Okay.
Way back in the day. They have a Chicken Little sandwich now. It's not what it was. But it's like a chicken tender now. But and you're right about that. Way too much breading, way too much bun, blah, 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 blah. But the problem that I have with these competitors is, like, they almost want to, like, outdo each other. So they get the biggest fucking piece of chicken there is.
Mm-hmm.
And you take a bite into it, and you can feel your teeth. I don't know what it is. You can feel your teeth, like, compressing through all of the muscle.
Okay.
And it's the goddamn worst. I don't know. I agree with you. I don't agree with you in the same sense of the as there is a lot of bread. I will say that. But I agree. I would much rather have that piece of chicken, that chicken breast or whatever it is, on my plate, and I cut it up myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I totally get that. I just – since I was a kid, I've always thought, like, chicken is something to be put on rice or just be served by itself.
Yeah.
You know, or, like, why do you need to have that extra ingredient of bread?
Or even just chicken off the bone, you know, like a fried piece of chicken or –
Fucking hell.
Like,
if you already have breaded chicken, why do you need bread?
We don't even need that, Cole. You know what we could have instead of that?
Because I'm Oprah. You get some chicken. I love bread. You get a piece of chicken. You – hey – under your seat.
There's a piece of chicken?
Yeah, and a car.
You know who else is a piece of chicken? Oprah's a fat bitch, dude.
Yeah, I mean, not when she was running. But
As a fat bitch myself.
Yes.
Talking about, I mean, that's totally fine. You know what I'm saying?
I am totally agreeing.
It is not a derogatory term at all.
You, like, big piece of chicken breast.
That was my nickname in high school. It was a big piece of chicken. Well, I was breaded, of course.
Taylor.
Yeah.
Please do not shower with a shotgun tonight.
A shower with a I will not. I will not.
I'm sorry.
We're good. Where you go? You're standing up. What are you doing?
I'm trying to go get a beer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're continuing. Yeah, so Cole stepped away for a bit for a quick beer. But, like, goddamn. I've been drinking Busch Light all night. And you know, like, when you drink it.
We stepped away from the chicken conversation already.
No, I'm just saying, like, you step away, or you know when you, like, have a few to drink already, and at that point you're usually like, oh, I'll drink whatever. I took a drink of this Keystone Light that Adam brought over. Oh, I don't know, man.
Hey, at least Adam brought it over.
I'm totally cool with that. If I started with Keystone Light.
Normally he comes over and he just takes your shit. And, you know, this time, you know.
Where would you put, if there was Keystone Light, where would you put that in reference to Busch Light? I understand they're both shit beer. I get that.
No, I haven't drank a Keystone in a long time. But you know that maybe about a month and a half ago, I was trying to help you out.
Yeah.
By, like, making you not walk all the way to your fridge.
Okay.
So I threw some of your beers into my cooler.
That was the best.
Your fridge was, like, about, like, 40 yards away.
Yeah.
Not that.
You're being a good guy. You're being a good guy.
30 yards away. And I was trying to help you out. So I threw some of your beers into my cooler.
Yeah.
With the ice on it. And
what a guy.
I just reached down into my cooler. I popped one of your beers. I couldn't taste the difference. I was already fucked up.
Well, I get that. I myself, Cole, as a man that is fucked up, I took a swig of this Keystone Light, and I was like, ugh.
Try this one. Let's get rid of that Keystone Light. Try that one. You know what it is already.
Coors, huh? Coors OG. All right.
Coors OG.
I do like, I mean, as far as like a
full beer, if you don't like it, you got a sink, a working sink behind you, just fucking dump it. It's fine.
I'm just trying to see what the ABV is of this.
It's 5%.
Oh, wow. What was it? What I drinking?
I don't know. 4.5.
Okay, here we go. This is better than that.
Okay.
For fucking
so
sure.
So Coors Original is better than Keystone Light. You still won't like it very much.
If I were to finish it, like, okay. If I were to talk about diet soda for a moment, I love diet soda. Should I? No. Is it terrible for me? Yes.
Yes.
Is it going to give me a dementia or Alzheimer's? Probably. Is the aspartame bad? Yeah. But I will say, like, that is my favorite. If somebody said, hey, Taylor, do you want a Diet Coke or do you want a fresh water? I'd take the Diet Coke. I'm sorry. I love Diet Coke. I understand aspartame is bad, but I love it. And I know who to blame for that.
Yourself?
My grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you why. When I was a child.
Okay. Your grandma beat the shit out of you.
Me.
She's like, just bitch, you better drink.
Drink this.
You better drink fucking unprocessed sugar.
She may as well have.
She's like, if you drink water, I will fuck you up.
She may as well have. So
I'm Taylor's grandma. So, I am the meanest woman in the world.
Actually, opposite. She's super sweet. She's the best.
I'm still alive, but I'm coming back from hell make sure you don't drink water.
No water. No. So, okay, they lived in a small town of Church's Ferry, North Dakota. You know what I'm talking about?
No, but
okay.
That cracked me up.
Okay, so they lived in this
Church's Ferry.
Right. So they lived in this tiny town of Church's Ferry. And Church's Ferry is about, I would say about 30 miles outside of Devil's Lake.
Stop it.
You know where Devil's Lake is? It's kind of it's kind of an ironic Stop thing, right? It. Church's Ferry and Devil's Lake. Right.
No, I don't fucking care, but
no, I'm just saying. Like they were very close to each other.
Right.
So my mom grew up, well, like from her adolescence, like 10 to whatever. She lived in what? Fucking weirdo. Anyway, so she lived in Church's Ferry, okay, and the water there. Let me tell you something about that water, dude.
Well water.
Okay, I've had well water. Okay, I've got you know this, Cole. We were both Boy Scouts. You more so than me, but like up at what's that place? The fucking. We've talked about this before. The camp in Minnesota.
No, I didn't go to
Wilderness. Camp Wilderness.
I never went there.
But you know what I'm talking about, right?
I've heard about it.
Okay. So Camp Wilderness had well water, okay? I'm totally cool with well water. I can drink well water. I understand it's a little bit harder. It's a little more minerally. It's got a little bit more of a taste, you know what I'm saying? Well, water does. It just does.
It fucking tastes like shit.
It can, but it's a little more irony. It's a little more. It tastes like it comes out of the ground.
I had the same thing when I went down to like everywhere that isn't in Bismarck.
Sure,
you know, because you're used to the way that your town's water taste.
Yes. And
you go to anywhere
more
else.
More processed water,
but,
fine.
Like, you go to Medora, and you drink anything that isn't distilled water, it tastes like shit. If you go to Dickinson and okay. you drink anything, like everywhere you go that isn't your hometown tastes like shit.
You're wrong. Because you haven't been to Church's Ferry. Because that's what it. Okay, not fairy. Not fairy isn't like a gay person, Cole. Fairy isn't like, you know, the water. The guy has to take you across the waterway. Whatever. Anyway.
I don't give a fuck if I can cancel for this.
You fucking homophobe. Anyway.
No, I'm not. I just like the word fairy. It's funny.
Fairy is a great word. It is. So anyway, we go to my grandma's, right?
All
right. We'd go there for Christmas. We'd go there for whatever. We'd go there to visit. It was a great time. Like, I loved going to my grandma's house. But their well water was so fucking bad. It was the worst. And I know you're talking about, like, oh, it tastes like shit. Like, I couldn't drink it, dude. Like, if I were to drink it now, even the thought of it is like it's retching. It was fucking terrible. It was so goddamn awful. I couldn't drink that shit. My mom, who lived there, you know, for her adolescence and into her teen years, could drink that shit no problem. Okay? So she would take us there.
Wait. Your mom can swallow.
Yeah, of course she could.
I know.
Of course you do. No, but we would go there and it was like, okay, my mom could drink this water. She was fine with it. But as a kid, as like a 6, 7, 8, 9 year old, whatever I was at that time, I couldn't drink that stuff. And so they try to mask it, you know, with the Schwann man. Remember the Schwann man?
Yeah.
He'd come around with his fucking
big yellow truck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he like a
frozen foods.
Frozen foods, and he would have like the
ice cream bars.
But there was like do you remember the juice that he would have? It was like a juice concentrate that you'd mix with the water.
No.
Really?
No.
You don't remember that? Well, anyway, he had that. And we would my mom or my grandma would try to mix that to make their water better. You know, well, have some juice, Taylor. You're not drinking any water. Have some juice. And I would be like, fucking gross. I can't drink this well water because it was contaminated with whatever the fuck it was. It was goddamn awful. But you know what my grandma always had in her refrigerator, Cole?
Zucchinis?
No, Diet Coke. Oh. My grandma would always have Diet Coke in her refrigerator. And we would go stay there for a couple of days. That's what I had to live on the weekend. Whenever we were up there, I had to live on Diet Coke because I couldn't drink the fucking water, man. So I have learned, you know, like you were talking. You learned to live with the water that you drank. Like, oh, this is Bismarck water. It's better. When I went up to Grandma's house, it was Diet Coke. That's all I fucking drank because that's all there was. I'm dying of thirst, Cole. What are you going to drink? Fucking shit water that smells and tastes like literal farts or Diet Coke? What would you drink?
I suppose I'd drink the Diet Coke.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Grandma's house was a weird time. Let me tell you.
Grandma's house was a weird time. Dude, that should be the title of this episode.
Sure, why not? We'll throw it on here. I mean, this is like a super drunk after the cast. We talked for like a goddamn hour. And it's so funny because you kept wanting to talk about chicken sandwiches, but we kept getting sidetracked.
I think there should be like 3 different episodes.
Sure, we could split it up.
That we cut up into like 20-minute episodes.
Why not?
Throw it up every Thursday.
Every Thursday. Yeah, I like that. We'll give them an...
Throw up Thursday.
I like it. Throw up Thursday. Here you go. Just a little bullshit, whatever. I mean, Adam, he could have stuck around, but no. He's got a family.
He's what got a bunch of bullshit. I got kids. I'm a big, dumb butthead.